With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says there will be very severe consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the war against Ukraine. After the two leaders meet for a summit later this week in Alaska, the president earlier consulted with European leaders who said Mr. Trump assured them that he would make a priority of trying to achieve a ceasefire in Ukraine. In a video news conference, National Weather Service meteorologist Nicole Farron says Juneau, Alaska is threatened by record floodwaters as water upstream escapes a basin dammed by the Mendenhall Glacier.
Mendenhall Lake was at 9.5 feet and rising, and we do expect it to continue to rise through the next 24 hours with a crest sometime Wednesday afternoon around 16.6 feet, but that plus or minus half a foot.
Flooding from the basin has become an annual concern for residents. Mexico has sent 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States.
They were put on planes Tuesday after the U.S. Justice Department agreed not to seek the death penalty against any of them or any cartel leaders and members sent to the U.S. in February. Included in the latest deal is Abigail Gonzalez Valencia, a leader of Los Queenies, a group aligned with the notorious Jalisco New Generation Cartel. Late last month, President Trump agreed to delay threatened 30% tariffs for another 90 days to allow for negotiations. Donna Warder, Washington.
It's the latest move in a series of major deals with the Trump administration as American authorities ratchet up pressure on criminal networks smuggling drugs across the border. The Dow is up 404 points, but the NASDAQ composite losing a dozen. This is SRN News. A court upholds a transgender ban in Oklahoma.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says that the state's new law barring sex change operations on children is not unconstitutional and may be enforced. Legal analysts say the decision was almost certainly influenced by this year's Supreme Court ruling that cleared the way for a similar statute in Tennessee to go into effect. A growing number of states are taking up legislation that would prevent kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to help them live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Antisemitism rears its head again in New York City, home to America's largest Jewish population. A woman has been charged with making threats against the students who attend Leon Goldstein High School for the Sciences in Manhattan Beach. Inman Abdul had been arrested and charged with making a terroristic threat, endangering the welfare of a child, aggravated harassment, and making a threat to mass harm. This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul lost a chunk of her gaping lead over a potential Republican challenger in the latest snapshot of a possible matchup for next year's governor's race. Bernie Bennett with details.
The Democratic incumbent led Representative Lee Stefanik by 45% to 31% in a Siena College survey of voters released Tuesday, a 14-point edge that had shrunk from the 23-point lead Hochul held in a Siena poll from June. Huge shares of voters in both polls declined to pick a favorite in the hypothetical race, showing a lot of room for shifts in either direction if the matchup takes place. Stefanik, who has represented northeastern New York in the House for more than a decade, is weighing a 2026 run for governor and says she'll announce her decision after this November's elections for county and local offices in New York. Bernie Bennett reporting.
AOL's dial-up internet finally taking its last bow, officially pulling the plug, AOL is, for dial-up on September 30th. This is SRN News.